Just then, Colin's boat emerged from around the side of the rock. It was packed with little ones, all showing off what they had learned as they pulled the oars lustily. Diderot, Colin's missus, was at the tiller. She waved to the grey seal.
Many thanks to you, Gora Hum.
She turned to the outlaw, paws akimbo.
Well, Mr. Shellhound, you took your time getting here. There's poor weary family sitting in the rain on the other side of this rock. Do you reckon you might rescue them sometime this season? Or is that too much to ask, eh?
Relief flooded through Letho as he threw the sturdy Ottoman a mock salute with his rudder.
Right, yar, ma'am. We'll get them off there, ma'am.
He gave another salute to Gora Hum.
If an eye can ever help you, mate, just give me a call. You're a good beast, Gora Hum.
The big grey bull waved a flipper.
Oom! Wow!
As the mist began thinning, Diderot spied Big Colin and the clan beasts swimming out from the shore to the rock. She glared at him, calling to him dryly.
Ahoy there, you great slop rudder. Are you going to play about there all day and leave your family marooned? Or are you thinking about rescuing them?
Cheerfully, the big Gaeldy Potter waved a meaty paw.
Oh, but it does me heart good to see your charming face, me little thistle blossom. Rest your dainty paws. We'll soon have you home and dry.
It took some considerable time to get the families safe ashore. The elders and the very young were exhausted from their nighttime flight through the dark sea and the time they had spent clinging to the rock. When the task was accomplished, Banya's Dream Dog asked the question that was uppermost in every beast's mind.
We can't go back to the caves or the tall stones anymore. So where do we hide all these families?
Letho was at a loss, but Alzillo the Bard had an answer.
Sure, and why not take them all to Holt Summerdell?
Every beast knew the name, Holt Summerdell, through an old song that was sung around the fires at night. Diderot looked askance at the bard.
There ain't no such place. Holt Summerdell's only a nice song. It ain't real, is it?
Zillo tapped his nose knowingly.
Ah, but that's where you're wrong, ma'am. I knows it's a real place. My grandpa showed it to me when I was only a little snip, but I remember exactly where it is. You see, Holt Summerdell was a holiday home of the clans afore the cats came to Green Isle. Aye, and a grand old time they used to have there all summer long. But 'tis long forgotten now, except in the song. There's only meself knows where 'tis, and I'm the bucko that can take you there. It lies inland, beyond Deep Loch, in the Highlands, a fair stretch of the Pores. Though if we set out now, I could have you there soon after dusk. Well, Shellhound, what do you think?
Letho picked up one of Colin's brood, a tiny otter maid. He set it on his shoulders.
Don't seem we've got much choice. Lead on, matey.
They struck off inland, with the rain still drizzling, though the mist was breaking up into patches over the valleys and woodlands.